Let's see. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of my radio show. I'm gonna get into better introductions in a second, but I hope you're doing well. I'm Luke. You're listening to my show, which is called Folk Should Go. It's a long story. Hopefully you've been listening to it for a while. If not, then it's named after the folk genre, and we don't actually play a lot of that because I'm not very organized, and that's okay. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in. As always, we got a great show coming up. Some music. Some of it might be folk music. Well, I mean, we'll see. We'll see. Generally, it's not. Today, it probably won't be. Some of it might be. We'll see. Yeah, I mean, we're going to figure it out as we go along. I just got the absolute pleasure of interacting with Larson and who is the show before me, and the vibes are always spectacular. He was playing some vinyl, so I'm thinking about playing some vinyl, because that's just how this stuff works sometimes, is good ideas spread. Yeah, I'm just kind of getting set up here. I'm talking to you while I'm getting set up, because I got to do that. Let's get you into some music. Me talking is boring. I'll be back on soon enough if you miss it for whatever reason, but I wouldn't if I were you. I would prefer to listen to a song called Making Ice, Making Ice by a band called Ripe. I hope you enjoy.
And the rhythm kicks in like thunder. Little one, won't you dance with me? Let the crowd look on in wonder. Her pretty one, won't you set your body free? Let the bass drop like a monster, and there's no way that I'm ending here alone. Girl, I would love to be your everything, but I'll settle for being the one to take you home.
much younger than today.
I never needed
anybody's help in any way.
Now
these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured.
Now I find
I'll change my mind and open up the doors.
And hello, listeners. I am on right now with my father. Say hi, Dad.
Hey, how are you? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Great to have you. Great to have you. You said you had a St. Patrick's Day joke for us today?
Actually, I do. It's actually a little bit of a tragedy, somewhat anyway, and that is that I don't know if you heard, but unfortunately there was a shooting down in Boston today. It was an Irishman. The bullet hit the Irishman and bounced right off of him. Do you happen to know what his name is?
I've got a guess maybe, but I don't want to maybe guess and ruin it. But is his full first name Richard? Maybe.
His first full name is Richard. Actually, a lot of people know him as Rick O'Shea.
Incredible.
I think that's a good one, but I do have a knock-knock joke, so knock-knock.
Who's there?
Irish.
Irish who?
Irish you a happy St. Pat's Day.
Thank you, Dad. Thank you very much.
I hope you're not doubling over with laughter on that.
I was getting there. I really was. I was just trying to keep it together because you know, professional radio, laughing very hard into a microphone does not quite sound great on air, but I need you to believe that I was really trying to hold it together over here.
No problem. Is there a possibility I can maybe put in a request, whether or not you fill it this week or next week? That'd be fine.
You can put in a request. I can play it right now, probably.
Well, how about a little Take on Me by Aha?
Oh, an excellent suggestion. And we've got that coming right up right now, actually.
Well, let me just tell you, Game Clover. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later, Dad. Thank you so much for calling in. And we're going to go to Take on Me by Aha.
Thank you.
I'm sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. I really am. Let's get to the very last part of that song real quick while I pull that up for you. I've got a little bit of an announcement for you as well. I do. As we're talking, as we are just going and trying to undo the horrible mistake I have done, which was not a mistake and was perfectly good radio that I'm sure everyone enjoyed, the last part of that song being cut off. But, I want to tell you about something, I want to tell you about the fact that questions are the answer. You know, when it comes to seeing your doctor and when it comes to medical mistakes, especially, questions are the answer, because medical mistakes end up claiming tens of thousands of lives every year. The healthcare community is working on it, but you can help. When you communicate with your doctor, when you ask more questions, you risk your own risk of suffering a medical mistake. Doctors can't answer if you don't ask. Help reduce your risk. Questions are the answer. Learn the 10 questions you must ask by visiting www.ahrq.gov. This message, this incredibly urgent message, has been brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, and the Ad Council. This was perfect radio. I meant to actually interrupt Take On Me right there, because I started to read that PSA and I thought to myself, the people have to know, and it is more important than the last 40 seconds or so of Take On Me. The people have to know that they really should be asking their doctors questions, because at the end of the day, you know, a doctor only knows what they can observe, and if you can tell them things that maybe they can't see, that's very helpful. Sorry to interrupt, Aha. We're gonna get back to it, and then we're gonna play some Beatles off of the vinyl, and that'll be really cool, and I won't mess that up. I didn't mess this up. What? Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I don't have good answers for you. But here's some Beatles to save the day.
Ooh, I need your love, babe. Guess you know it's true. Hope you need my love, babe. Just like I need you. Hold me, love me. Hold me, love me. Love me, love me. I ain't got nothing but love, babe.
On air. Hello, everyone. I am back here with my mom. Say hello, Mom.
Hi, everybody. I'm Luke's mom.
And Mom wanted to introduce our next song, which was a request of hers.
It's a request of mine to play a song from the rock band U2, because Luke's, myself and Luke's dad went to a college in Missouri. And today is the day, St. Patrick's Day. St. Pat is the patron saint of the University of Missouri Rolla. U2 is an Irish rock band. And back when we graduated, U2 was very popular. So I think today was quite beautiful. And to kind of wrap everything up, I'm requesting that we listen to Beautiful Day by U2.
Awesome. Well, I will put that right on right now. Thank you very much for calling in.
Thanks, Luke.
The heart is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck, and you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place, someone you could lend a hand in return. Thank you. clearing the sea out. See the bedroom fires at night. See the oil fields at first light. And see the bird with a leaf in her mouth. After the flood, all the colors came out. It was a beautiful.
And that was Beautiful Day by U2, and thanks for tuning in, guys. I didn't know what I was going to do with this show, to be perfectly honest, but both my parents called in earlier, which is really, really cool, and they both came on air, and they both had song recommendations, and I'm sitting right here next to a Beatles vinyl that has a lot of my favorite Beatles songs on it. And we just played a bunch of music that my parents love, and I know my parents also love the Beatles, and I have made an executive decision, listeners. This is going to be a show that is dedicated to... This is going to be a long title, so watch out, because we don't do short titles around here. I don't know if you're familiar. But either... songs that were cassette tapes in my parents' cars, or... songs that theoretically could have been cassette tapes in my parents' cars, or just this is songs that my parents like. But I hope I'm gonna say that and then immediately get it wrong. But I know that they won't criticize the Beatles, so that's what I'm gonna play next. I think it's Ticket to Ride is the next one that I've got queued up, but on a vinyl, kind of hard to tell, because that's retro technology for you right there. Here's that. We got some Red Hot Chili Peppers coming up. Because shout out to Mom and Dad. We got some Cars coming up, some of the Cars coming up. So another shout out to my... The rest of the show is going to be shouts out to my mother and my father. So deal with it. Here is, I think it's Ticket to Ride by the Beatles.
Baby says she's mine, you know she tells me all. Thank you.
And that's the Love Shack by the B-52s. Thank you guys so much for listening. Just wanted to pop in real quick and say, if you like what we are doing here at 91.5 WMFO, please consider donating. Go to the WMFO.org, go to WMFO.org, and click our Donations Drive tab to see how you can help keep us freeform. And with that said, we're going to hop over to some more Beatles. We're just jumping back and forth between Beatles and non-Beatles, so deal with it. This is Can't Buy Me Love, by, off of the Beatles box set by the Beatles with, I don't know,
Can't buy me love,
good vibes all around. Enjoy.
Love. That makes you feel alright. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel alright. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Can't buy me love. No, 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 no. Say you don't need no diamond rings and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Now buy me love. Love. Buy me
to the well one. guess I know the more I like to let it go. Hey, oh, whoa, whoa. Deep beneath the cover of another perfect wonder where it's so white as snow. Privately divided by a wealth of undecided, and there's nowhere to go. Hey,
are creatures of love. We are creatures of love.
And that was Creatures of Love by the Talking Heads, which was another recommendation from my dad. Well, happy St. Patrick's Day to everyone. Thank you so, so much for listening. You know, as it is every week, this has been another episode of Folk Should Go. My name is Luke. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope you enjoyed today. I certainly did. Got to jam out in the studio to some of my favorite tunes. And some of my parents' favorite tunes as well, because St. Patrick's Day is like, I guess I didn't realize this until literally today, but I was thinking about this before the show, and I was thinking about this before, like, I've been wearing a green shirt all day, and I've been walking around, and like, I don't know, I guess we celebrated a little bit more than most people, not a ton more than most people, but a little bit, and so I've got my green shirt on, so you can't pinch me, not that anyone really wants to pinch another... Anyway, thank you for listening. I'm going to head out a little bit early. And I hope you enjoy your week. I will not be back next week because next week is spring break. So I actually probably need to get a replacement for that right soon. But yeah, the week after I will be back on air, hopefully with some friends, no promises. I don't know, might read an extended one-person radio drama. I don't plan on doing that, but if it'll get you to listen, then I will promise it. Here is a song that is going to play soon, and then I'm going to go. It's been swell. Thank you for listening. Have a good one. This is Footprints by Adam Sherman. Can't claim to have ever heard it before. Oh, that's because it's not on. This has been... Fine show. Thank you guys. Have a good one.
I don't know if you ever really saw me. And love was never something we discussed. People don't stay in my life for very long. I don't know what I'm doing, but what I'm doing must be wrong. So please don't. Just say goodbye and let the tide erase the footprints of our lives. I thought that I'd found a kindred spirit. Someone I could share my secrets with. My conscience spoke, but I didn't hear it. And I justified every connection missed. Everything changes and dies before too long. I don't know what I'm doing, but what I'm doing must be wrong. So please don't lie. Just say goodbye and let the tide